BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Madadeni Regional Court has sentenced a convicted rapist to life behind bars. The 42-year-old man from Newcastle was earlier found guilty of raping a 14-year-old girl between October 2022 and the following year. The accused and the victim were neighbours. The NPA in KZN says the incident took place when the child was supposed to watch over the accused sister's child while she was not home. KZN NPA's Natasha Kara says the man has a previous rape conviction and was out on parole during his latest attack.
In addition to the life sentence, the man was declared unfit to possess a firearm, and the court ordered that his name is entered into the National Register for Sex Offenders. The NPA hopes that sentences of this nature demonstrate that we and our partners in the justice cluster are serious about the fight against the scourge of gender-based violence and sexual offences.
Search and rescue teams are closely monitoring the waters off Cuttings Beach after reports of a possible fifth body spotted offshore. The bodies of two children were recovered from the Mierbank beach this morning. Emergency responders have been on high alert after parts of KwaZulu-Natal were battered by heavy rains last night. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks is at Cuttings Beach.
Standing rescue crews say it's difficult to determine if what we are seeing in the water is a body in a red shirt or flossing debris. If it's confirmed as human remains, divers will be deployed. However, strong rip currents and rough sea conditions have made it challenging for rescuers who are waiting for the body to drift closer to shore. Earlier, they recovered the bodies of two children believed to have been 5 and 10 years old. Preparations are being made to retrieve the bodies of two women washed up on Brighton and Anstey's beaches. It's not yet clear if their deaths are linked to the flash floods in Le Montville, where 5 people were swept into a canal. Meanwhile, the missing group's families have started gathering on the shoreline. They are anxiously watching the waves in hope that their loved ones will be found. Mahalo Lesotho from Le Montville says they don't know what happened to his 53-year-old sister.
It's a very difficult time, especially from his last one, the younger boy, because she was with him when this thing happened. They were both swept away by water, but the boy managed to get out of the river, then the mother couldn't.
Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Cuttings Beach.
And 46 people have been killed in a plane crash in Sudan. The military transport aircraft crashed into a residential neighborhood on the outskirts of Khartoum. Officials say the Antonov went down during takeoff, killing and injuring both military personnel and civilians. Durban 25 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 27. The top story, the Madadeni Regional Court has sentenced a convicted rapist to life behind bars. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.